Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? Happy Monday, Kansas City. Miss Kitty, what a day. I'm feeling real good. Fired up. Ready to go. Kitty, how you doing?
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, that's right. The bar's been set, Kitty. You better meet me at that level. You better meet me, girl.
Okay.
Put the pipe down. Goodness gracious. Hello. Are you ready now?
Buenos dias.
Oh, you're feeling good, huh? Kitty, should we do a weather dealio real quick?
Rip off.
On this Monday, October 12th.
The weather.
Your high today. It's going to be 71. A nice sunny and 71. Winds out of the west, northwest. That's right. I'm going to break it down.
Those
the west, northwest.
Ain't playing today. I had to walk my dog.
How'd that go for you?
Nippy.
Ooh, oh, really? Let me see. Your low today, 55 degrees. Clear skies. But you know what you want to hear about. You want to know that UV index, don't you? 5 out of 10 on that UV index. Sponsors pending.
You know, my mom, we've talked about how she's down in Florida, right? Well, now every time we're on the phone, she's like, yeah, I got a little nice sunburn today, I think. You know, it's a little cool out, but the UV index on my phone says it's a solid 6. Girl,
that's what I'm talking about.
Get out of here.
Your sunset this evening, this Monday, October 12th, 6:43. Plan accordingly. Just getting earlier and earlier. Pull out your depression lamps, kids. It's about that time. Get those things nice and charged up. Check on your folks. Although it's going to be beautiful this week. It's going to be really nice. So enjoy it while you can. The sun looks real nice on you, Casey. You look gorgeous today. Kitty, how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, Chiefs lost.
Right. Boo.
What the hell? other than that, I guess it was pretty chill.
Pretty low key, yeah?
Pretty low key. I really enjoy when my weekends are like that.
Are you someone that when you get those chill weekends, do you like to fill it with, you know, housework or stuff you haven't done in a while? Or do you like to just take it easy? We're going to just Netflix and chill.
I'm not going to lie. Lately, I've been more on the Netflix and chill route. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel so freaking...
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm swamped all week with school. We do the show, everything else in between. When I get to like Friday evening, I just want to put on a face mask, crack open a bottle of wine, and eat some cookie dough right out the container.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. I think that we are still trying to recalibrate. You know, for a while in the lockdown, every day was a weekend. Oh. And then for a while...
Oh, so beautiful. I was so bored of being bored.
Right. Exactly. I got big FOMO, like, you know, the fear of missing out. It's real with me. But I also really, really... like love staying home. It's like the card you can always play, you know? It's like, oh, that sounds so dope, but pandemic, you know, I'm just not comfortable.
Right, like my friends, they want to do lunch or coffee or something. I'm like, oh, I would love to do that. You're right, I do need a break, but pandemic, I ain't got no money.
We have this out we can play for a while, Kitty.
Like, you know, it's nice. Another thing I've been thinking of lately is that before these masks, you know, you were just feeling ugly.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way to just hide your whole face. I mean, you could wear a beanie, you could wear sunglasses, but your whole face is still out there, basically. I love the masks. I'm not going to lie.
People keep looking at me like I'm crazy whenever I say that. I think the mask game is going to stay.
Oh.
I really think that's going to be something that we keep for a while, like forever. I'm going to keep wearing mine.
I've already talked to some friends and family members who are saying, you know, like masks are going to totally be at the top of their stocking stuffer list.
You can personalize these
socks
things.
And masks, man.
What else do you need? We got to get some KC Morning Show mask. Like, I know it's a little bit expensive. Because you got to buy them in bulk. I'm willing to dish out a little bit. I got a little bit saved. Not a lot of bit, but I got a little bit. That can be your project this week.
My project?
Can you do that? Yeah, but duh. You are the lead assistant on this show now. I need you to make sure this actually happens. Not only are you co-hosting, producing, social media-ing, you gotta do that stuff. I am the idea man. I'm shaking hands and kissing babies, baby.
Please, you shouldn't be doing either one of those things right now.
Okay.
I'll put it in my my notebook of great ideas.
All right. Well, before we get going, I just want to say thank you. We had a huge week, Kitty. Our numbers are really, really big. So thank you so much, Kansas City. If you get a chance, if you want to leave us a review or one of those rating deals like the stars, it actually does go a long way. It shoots up the algorithm. One time we were like number 3. So this has been such a fun ride, and we've been doing this now. It'll be a year next month. Oh, man. So anyway, just want to say thank you. It was a really, really good week. So last night, Kitty, you know, we were saying we watched the game, and all the commentators kept saying that it had been so long since the Raiders had came to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs. Well, you know, they did that last night, but they kept mentioning 2012. It was like 8 years to the day since the Raiders beat us at Arrowhead. So I was like, well, what day was it? So I looked it up. And it just so happens that that date, the Raiders won 26-16. It was on October 28th, 2012.
Wow.
I happen to like that day. It's my birthday. No big deal. That was
NBD.
That was the 20th year. That was the year before. Oh, got lit that one. Because that was what everyone told me. So they said, hey, listen, from here on, you got to play it safe. Don't be that guy who in the last year gets an MIP. Now, I ultimately was that guy, but
stupid.
They said, don't be that guy. So they said, hey, we're gonna go real big on the 20th birthday to hold you over. Again, it didn't work, but we did have a very good time. But on that same day, Matt Castle, what up, Matt? He threw for 218 yards, went 20 for 30, threw a touchdown, and, of course, an interception. Of course he did. Dwayne Bowe, what up? Making it Dwayne on them Bowes, baby. He is a rapper now. He went for 3 receptions and 65 yards. Well, anyway, why am I bringing all this up? Well, I thought it might be fun to take a stroll down memory lane. What's my favorite lane, Kitty? Memory lane. Would you like to take it back to a simpler time? October 28th, 2012. The Mayans.
Honestly.
They should have got rid of us. They had a chance. Could have made all this easier for everybody.
Hey, but we wouldn't have met Hartzell.
That's true. That's true.
You know what?
Thanks, Mayans.
Thanks, Mayans.
The Des Moines Registry. Hey, they endorsed the next president. And that president was, of course, President Mitt Romney, right?
A major endorsement for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign, the influential Iowa newspaper, the Des Moines Register, a paper that has stood behind President Obama back in 2008 and has endorsed every other Democrat in the last 40 years, now backing Mitt Romney. That is big news in the world of politics.
Yeah, spoiler, it wasn't that big of news because my man didn't win. Now, obviously, we know that, Barry O. What else was going on in 2012? October 28th, 2012, the Giants won in the World Series.
2-2 pitch on the way. Cabrera takes strike 3 called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit. And the celebration begins as the Giants mob the mound. Cabrera strikes out, lucky to end it.
Boo, San Fran. They would go on to, you know, play us in the 2014 World Series, and they would, win that one. But yeah, the Giants win their first of their string of World Series. Let's get to some music, huh? Let's do this. You want to know what the number one song was in 2012, Kitty? Any guesses? 2012. Freshman year. What was on top of the world back in 2012 for you?
I don't even know.
Throw out a few. Come on. What were you listening to? What was on your iPod? What was on your Zoom?
I didn't have either one. I was not cool.
Well, do you even know who this band is then? Maroon 5?
Maroon 5.
Try to tell you no, but my body keeps on telling you yes. Try to tell you stop.
What up, Adam Levine? You listen to this. I know you did. You had this on.
Of course I did.
In the hallways.
In the hallways.
I was that guy who, for the longest time, for this love, you know, when they say that her heart is breaking in front of me, I thought that it was hip hop is breaking in front of me. And I was like, whoa, what a social commentary on the state of hip hop from Adam Levine. I was wrong. And you know, that was what, like, you know, fourth grade Hartzell. So I thought I was real deep, you know, and I was not. So some things never change, I guess. The movie that was captivating the nation, it was Argo. I think it didn't win Best Picture. I think it might have.
Continue to be held as hostages.
If we're going to go, then we need to go now.
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
That movie's so good. Let's get to this, though. In fact, this is going to wrap it up for us. And the song that was captivating the land, number one on the country music charts, it would ultimately end up in them pop charts as well. You know where I'm headed with this.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What up, T-Swift? Night, Never Getting Back Together, number one on the charts.
I just got the worst flashback ever.
The worst or the best flashback?
The worst. I had a high school boyfriend for like a couple months as a freshman. And I remember him posting this on Instagram because he was like sending me a, you know, like a message.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like a sub. Oh.
It was subtweeting you?
Yes.
Back in 2012?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Come on, take me to that chorus. Take me to that chorus one more time. I would never tell this to you, Kitty. Ever. So whatever happened with you and the boyfriend?
Sometimes I still stalk him at H&M because he does not like me. I think we're friends, but again.
So he was right. You guys will never, ever.
Never, ever. Oh, God, never.
Get back together.
Uh-uh.
There you go. All right, Kitty. We have teed up the past. It will now propel us forward into the future. Are you ready to do the news? Shall we do the news, my friend?
Bring it.
Monday, October 12th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go! Yeah, man. Let's do the news, man. What's going on, Kitty?
Trying to decide what I'm going to be for Halloween.
What are we going to do for Halloween? Do we have our plans set yet? AKA, have you put plans together for us yet?
I figure we'll probably just stay at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Is trick-or-treating going to still be a thing? Like, are parents going to let their kids do the whole door-to-door? What's the rules on that?
Actually, I just heard that my nieces and nephews, they aren't going trick-or-treating. Hmm. They're still going to dress up, but their parents are just kind of going to do a little something at home for them.
Interesting. Yeah. Gotta get the final word from Fouch. What's Doc Fouch
saying?
Saying
no.
Fouch from the couch says no, according to Kitty. Okay. Just go to Walmart on November 1st like everybody else does. Get that candy at half price and just tell the little bastards to dive in.
Halloween's on a Saturday.
Oh, man, that sucks. It's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
God, it would have been
lit
off the chain.
I was so ready.
Aw, oh, damn it. That sucks.
Uh-huh.
Well, who knows? Hey, by then, 45 says this thing's going to go away. It's going to just, you know, like a miracle, just kind of fade away. Yeah. Maybe it'll do that in a couple of weeks.
My first Halloween, I was on diversion.
Jesus, Kitty.
Yeah, right? So I wasn't allowed to go party. I did.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Yeah, oh, you can't lead with a diversion story. Now tell us why we're on diversion.
Well, you know, there were some trifling cops, and they got me. They busted me. They did. I'm not going to lie. I'm on front. I did my time.
Uh-huh. Which busted you with what?
I did not do no time. I gave a sob story. I cried.
They found your pipe?
They found my pipe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It did. It had nothing in it. That's what made me more upset. They took the pipe. It had nothing in it. And then I got on the version, and I had to go to a mental evaluation, so I cried.
How you doing now?
I'm doing really good.
We're fine. You know, everything's fine.
This year, we're in COVID. I can't win. Can't win.
COVID!
Coronavirus cases surging in the center of the country, shattering records. The U.S. reporting four straight days above 50,000 cases, levels not seen since the summer. This week, 15 states hit new daily highs for infections, with 14 states reporting record hospitalizations, many in the Midwest and the Plains.
And when my man says the Midwest and the Plains, he means us.
Dr. Lee Norman is the secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. He doesn't like what he's seeing as COVID-19 cases continue to spread at a rapid pace in the metro. Two single-day records were broken on Friday with 855 new cases and 28 new deaths in the KC area.
And now we're starting back up on more cases per day coming into the fall and winter, and it's not going to get any better during the fall and winter. Matter of fact, it's going to be worse.
Dr. Lee Norman believes the increase is due to people letting their guard down.
Community events, concerts, and of course, kids in school, colleges, universities, Greek houses. So people are just, I think, spending too much time in close approximation with other people.
And over the weekend, you may have saw that in Kansas City, there was some reporting errors that were happening. So they're getting that all situated. The moral of the story is that this thing is still bad, if not maybe even worse. We got a lot of work to do. So we have got to mask up. You look great.
You look cool.
You look great. Keep that bad boy on.
You can make your own. Make them match your outfit. That's what I've been doing.
An accessory piece, if you will. couple weeks ago, Mayor Q, he announced that crime prevention plan. We were out there, Kitty, and there will be some forums taking place because that's one of the key components is that, you know, it's going to take a lot of community involvement. And so that can start as early as tonight if you're interested.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announced a new crime prevention plan called the Reform Project earlier this month. It has four pillars: prevention, intervention, enforcement, and administrative reform. And tonight, there's a town hall meeting as part of this. If you want to go, swing by the Southeast Community Center on East 63rd Street tonight at 5:30.
Sporting, Kitty, coming through. A little Sunday pick-me-up. The Chiefs couldn't quite take care of business, but guess what? You know who did? Them boys on the pitch. I believe, baby.
Doesn't get any better than that. This is such a difficult skill to get this one on target. Usually that's one where you say, hey, take a touch, bring it down. Eric Hurtado just bangs this one in the far post. What a finish from Eric Hurtado, Nate.
It's literally one of the best goals we've ever seen at Children's Mercy Park. I don't know where it ranks because there have been some great ones, but that one was incredible.
Jacob Peterson, Nate Bucati on the call. Also,
Hartzell, was that Hartzell you in the background?
In the background. You know,
I thought I didn't want
to say it. I mean, we could see if we can hear that part again if you want to.
I heard
to.
You.
This is such a difficult.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me. Looking real good. Why not win this whole thing?
Pandemic Why not year? Bleach your tips, bro?
Why you gotta keep bringing that part up? I thought maybe we could just forget about that.
Oh, no.
No, I'm all in. Listen, if we win this thing, I will bleach
I bought
the
a box.
F out of these tips. You already did? You bought
I
a box?
Have the dye at home. I believe we will win, and Hearthstone will get those frosted tips.
Oh, I didn't know you actually bought it.
Yep.
Well, make sure I look like Polito, all right? I want to look like my man, Alan. Alan the Hair Polito.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get that people are going to put an asterisk by whoever wins this MLS Cup. They're going to do the same thing with the Lakers for the NBA Finals. The championship money spends the same, and a ring is still a ring. A cup is still a cup. Why not do it now? Why not us? We need a win in Kansas City. Let's take this thing, huh? I love it. So we're sitting in second place right now, and we're going to be getting Polito back here pretty soon when he gets back from international play because he's doing his national team stuff. So I believe
we will get those frosted tips.
Okay. It's always the tip with you, isn't it? Always the tip.
That's what she said, I think.
I caught some of this debate on Friday. Did you watch anything? I sent you the link.
You didn't watch it,
did
debate?
You? Yes, did you watch it?
I listened a little bit, but it was pretty boring.
You mean to tell me that you don't think Showman, when you think Mike Parson, you don't think
Flamboyant? Oh, you mean Governor Parsnip? No, I do not believe Mr. Parsley will do much.
Okay, all right. Well, we know where Kitty stands on this one. Mikey P was on the stage. Nicole Galloway, she's your state auditor. The Green Party was represented, the Libertarian Party as well. They debated last Friday, and the stakes are pretty high.
Governor Parson says his balanced approach to the virus is working. The economy is coming back. But Galloway says, citing Missouri's persistently high number of cases, there are charges that the Republican is failing the test of leadership.
2,400 Missourians have died from this virus since March. And when Governor Parson was asked if he took responsibility for his government's response to this virus, he said no and compared it to car crashes.
And we are on the right track on this state, but we have to do a combination of fighting a virus, fighting the economy, and getting our kids back in school.
It has gotten now from being a plus 15 race for Mike Parson to now just being plus 2. So we will see what happens. Are you registered? Missouri, I hope the answer was yes because you're out of time. Kansas, you have until tomorrow to get registered to vote. Do that. Be a patriot. When you get done, go celebrate at the Truman Library when it opens up.
The Harry Truman Library Museum is nearly finished with a $30 million renovation. Curator tells us the museum will be more high-tech, more interactive, and flow much better. Historians are hoping visitors see similarities between 2020's election and the 1948 election that Truman won.
The amount of concern that Moscow was going to try to interfere with our election, the whole idea that there would be a surge in white supremacy, a surge in black protest, none of that, while I was researching the book, could I realize how relevant all of that would be right now.
We have a presidential library in town. Don't sleep on that, y'all.
Okay, indulge me for a minute, if you would.
Okay.
Was he a good president? Was he a good person?
Truman?
Yeah.
I, for one, think that Truman actually was a good president. I think, like, he had basically no idea what was going on when he took office. Him and FDR didn't talk. I think they talked one time beforehand. He was thrown onto the ticket last minute. You can thank Boss Tom here in Kansas City for a lot of that. Anyway, he ended World War II. He integrated the military. He tried to get universal health care. I think historians would say that, looking back, Truman was one of our better presidents, actually.
Yeah, so. I think I've been to that museum.
Sorry if I'm soapboxing
there. I just don't...
My dude said the N-word a lot.
I was going to say, we're in this spot right now where people are mentioning different historical figures, and with it being, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes.
There is that just huge argument of, is this white man good or bad? And unless you know everything about friggin' history, which I am trying.
Well, there's this thing I nerd out
immediately. I'm like, who is this guy?
I honestly think it's a good thing to be skeptical of everything, but I'm a nerd for this kind of stuff. I was reading this paper a few years ago on historical mindedness, how you can go back and look at a certain period of time in the context of its own history and culture. But, it's okay to not give passes. Like, a racist then is a racist now, take the time period into consideration, but still call a spade a spade. That's at least how I try to approach it. Kitty, let's check on Big Daddy T, huh? Trump Daddy.
Looking to jumpstart his campaign in the final stretch, President Trump is resuming in-person events.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling?
Hundreds crowding the south lawn of the White House Saturday, standing shoulder to shoulder, many wearing face masks, but no social distancing. President Trump speaking from the balcony, downplaying the virus, saying it will simply disappear.
It's going to disappear, it is disappearing, and where vaccines are going to help and the therapeutics are going to help a lot.
President Trump called into Fox News today making this claim.
It looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time, it could be a lifetime, nobody really knows, but I'm immune.
Tweeting his doctors gave him a total and complete sign-off. Twitter slapping a warning label on that message, signaling it contains misleading and potentially harmful information.
He has no idea. I was thinking, what's that Courtney Barnett song? When I saw him on the balcony, when he took his mask off, what is it? I'm wheezing, barely breathing. Oh, feels like I'm emphysema. Yes. I'm like, that's POTUS right there, y'all.
Avant-gardener.
That's right, avant-gardener.
That song.
That's right. Oh. Big week in D.C., Kitty. I'm talking to some friends now. I'm trying to get them on the show. They are headed to D.C. for the Supreme Court nomination. All that stuff is starting today.
President Trump's Supreme Court justice nominee is gearing up for a grilling on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers spent the weekend calling for delaying any hearing to fill the vacancy until after the election.
Two Republican senators have said they're not going to participate in this farce. If two more join them, then it's game over.
Democrats also taking issue with Judge Amy Coney Barrett's position on key issues.
It's rushed. It constitutes court packing, and her views are too extreme to qualify her to serve on this court.
The hearing comes just 10 days after two Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee tested positive for coronavirus. But Republicans are vowing to move forward.
I think they are looking for anything to delay things, even a day or two or three. And I think that Senate Republicans will follow the guidance, the medical guidance of the Capitol physician.
So today you're going to hear a lot of opening statements. No actual questions taking place today. That's going to start tomorrow. But this is when the senators are going to basically grandstand. And Judge Barrett, she's going to give her opening statement as well. The show must go on, Kitty. You've seen all kinds of crazy things in Zoom, I'm sure. You're going to school right now. And, the dog gets sick. I gotta keep taking this test. You got kids yelling and screaming in the background.
Yeah,
sorry, y'all.
I got Zoom bombed. Is that what you called it?
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
What they say? Did somebody just come in making a bunch of noise?
Yeah, it was weird. We had the little chat function, right? And so my teacher's talking. And for the most part, like I said, I don't want anyone else scrolling and look at my face. But I do scroll and look at everyone else's face.
Natural.
And so she's talking, and I just kept hearing this weird, breathing and, scary noises. And I don't know how to replicate the scary noises, but it was just, ominous. And so I look, and, it lights up whose screen is talking, and it says Steve something. And I didn't even really pay attention to it. And immediately I type in the chat, and I'm like, Steve, turn your mic off. Like, a second later, I was like, we don't have a Steve in this class.
Dun, dun, dun.
and he was gone. We jumped from like 25 people to 22. I was like, what the hell? It was super creepy.
Well, this woman, her name is Brianna Hill. You know, she had to take an exam. She's actually taken her 2-day bar exam.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, life happens. Like, you know, actual life. She gave birth.
If you leave the view of the camera, then they assume you're cheating. I was ready to go. I was feeling good, feeling confident. Then I stood up and realized my water had broken. I cleaned myself up. I called my husband and called my midwives, and they told me I had time. So at that point, my husband and I were like, okay, we're going to keep taking this test. There was not really another option.
That's right. She finished the test. She went into labor right after she started day one of the exam, but she did finish that one up, gave birth a few hours later, and then she took the second part of the test the next day. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn, y'all.
No. Hartzell, no. I'm telling you right now.
I couldn't do any of that. Y'all are so much tougher than us.
This is
men
just
are trash, man. She won't find out if she passed until December, for those who are curious. But
again,
pulling for sure. She can represent me in any case, and I got a bunch of them. So.
Hey, that's how messed up the system is. Woman had to give birth while taking the bar over Zoom. Oh, my God.
Well, you're talking about
this. We do not value human life.
Now, hold on now. You say valuing human life, all right? Now, what about my guy here? What about this man in Target? What about his life? My man was working a shift. My man was trying to provide.
Please tell
trying
me.
Trying to
yes.
provide. And
yes.
what happens when he's trying to work his blue-collar job?
I sent you this video.
He gets bombarded by this crazy woman, who I guess is his girlfriend, in a wedding dress.
With a bridesmaid.
Saying it's
and
now
a pastor.
Saying it's now or never.
No, we're getting married right now. Or earlier than that. I'm done. When you want to marry me this second, I brought the pastor. He's my bridesmaid. Hi, guys. I'm just finally making him commit, you know? Like, we're getting married now, or like, it's over.
Woo!
Do it! Yeah, I'm just outside.
Yes, we can talk about this outside, she says.
Oh, my God.
What about that guy, huh? I feel for him. You put this ring on my finger 2 years ago, and it's time to do it or get out, she tells her red-shirted fiancé. Unfortunately, though, Kitty, there is no part 3 to this video showing whether or not the bride is now married, so we don't know. Not sure whether or not it was a happily ever after or not. She's cute. Over his stock in the Halloween outfits, too. What a horror story that was, Kitty. If it gets to this point, I think maybe, you know, maybe we should ask some other questions besides, like, marriage. Maybe that's the wrong question in this situation.
Yeah, like, what do you tell your kids? Like, when they're like, oh, tell me all about your special day. Well, Daddy proposed to me 2 years ago, and I had to track his ass down at a Target. And that's why we ain't got nothing nice.
It was a beautiful day. The aisle was 12. The rice was stocked.
In fact, kids, you want to see the wedding video? It's on TikTok.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. It's Benny Heiss on your KC Morning Show. Benny, I forget how much I love KC Sports Twitter, especially when we lose our minds after a loss. And that happened yesterday. Are the Chiefs broken? Are we fine, Benny? I feel like we're fine. Are we fine?
Oh, yeah. No, the team is fine. I thought what the Raiders did was they exploited a couple mismatches down the field. And here's the thing, Hartzell. They drafted a guy. They took the first overall wide receiver in the draft this year, a guy by the name of Henry Ruggs. And the comps to him were that of Tyreek Hill. And the way that they used him was very similar to how the Chiefs used Tyreek Hill. So it's interesting to me that, like, they knew that this was a comp. They knew that this was something that they should expect. And they still couldn't stop him because the dude is just super fast. And that's what he did to them downfield. It's weird because they're not used to seeing the Raiders be aggressive. Normally, they're a little bit more of a conservative team. They didn't take a lot of chances in years past, and that's part of the reason that they hadn't won at Arrowhead since 2012, and that changed yesterday. So for anybody that's freaking out about it, it clearly woke the Chiefs up. It felt like a bit of a trap game, even though it was Raider week, considering that, you know, the last two games, man, they played the Ravens. That was a statement game. Then they had the Patriots at home, statement game. At some point, it's just hard to get up for every game in the NFL, during the regular season, especially if you're a world champ, and that's who the Chiefs are. So they'll dust themselves off. They'll figure it out on defense. Remember, they were a top five defense coming into the game. So I'm not worried one bit.
I guess the Oakland Raiders came into Arrowhead and won. We said it was 2012. What were you doing in KC? Were you even in KC in 2012, Benny?
No, man. I was still living in D.C. I was working my first ever professional radio gig out of college. I was a producer at Sirius XM in Washington, D.C. I was actually probably during the last time the Raiders won, I was probably getting ready to produce a show. It was a Sunday afternoon show. You want to hear the schedule, Hartzell? So this is what it's like to start in radio when you're in your early 20s and you're trying to make a name for yourself. I was producing the Major League Baseball Network radio post-game show from midnight to 3 a.m. Wednesday and Thursday, Friday evening. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I produced the afternoon show. So, you know, sometimes if you want, for those of you kids out there listening, that want you get your start in radio, you're gonna have to put in some hours early, and then, you know, once it comes through, then it feels pretty sweet. But you gotta work your way through it.
Didn't you love the overnight shift though? Wasn't that a blast? I used to love that, man.
I enjoyed it, man. Like, I was in my early 20s. I didn't have a lot going on. You know, and it was cool because it was a post game show. So all the West Coast games were wrapping up by the time we got on the air. So it was a bunch of different highlights, and we were booking guests from the different games after the show. You know, like, it was a different type of show. It wasn't a traditional talk show. And so I enjoyed that because it kind of made you work and do a lot of things all at once and really work on the fly. So the problem is that the show would be done by 3. I'd get home by about 4, and I don't think I'd fall asleep until about 4:35. So any shot at, you know, having a real morning at that point was gone.
So what do you think, man? I saw the doomsdayers online. Is this team all right? Are we complacent? Are we fine? Talk a few of us off the ledge, Benny.
I don't think they've become complacent, because look at everything they've done so far this year. They've had dominant wins in almost every game with the exception of the Chargers game. And in the Chargers game, they came back and won. They were still resilient. So I'm not looking at, I think, just the NFL, man. It's a week-by-week league, and the Raiders attacked a vulnerability of them. It was like the Cobra Kai approach. Like, the Raiders went full on no mercy on them. They swept the leg. You know, the Chiefs weren't prepared for it. And so now they have a general idea of, like, how to play the Raiders. And the next time they play them, when they're in Las Vegas this year, I think they'll stomp him. Andy Reid just doesn't lose to the division. He's lost to the AFC West maybe twice in the last 3-4 years. So this isn't going to be an issue moving forward. The Raiders just got a good win, had a good running game. They opened up play action. They took some chances downfield, and they got it done. That's it's a week-to-week league, Hartzell. And if you heard any of the Chiefs players afterwards, like, it sounded like they felt like they lost a playoff game. And it's a bit much, considering that it's just 1 week in the NFL, but they know what their expectations are. They know how they value themselves, and they'll be fine.
All right, Benny. Well, I'm excited to preview Chiefs-Bills. Should be a hell of a matchup, to be honest with you. Should be a great game. But I got to ask you, Lakers, did you watch that finals last night?
The Lakers are the last team standing thanks to LeBron James. Lakers used a monster first half to pull away from the Heat. They never were in this one, Miami. Lakers take home the title. That is number 17. LeBron takes home finals MVP. That is number 4 for him.
It don't matter where it is. If you win a championship, a bubble, Miami, Golden State, it doesn't matter. When you get to this point, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world for a basketball player to be able to win at the highest level.
It was incredible. I mean, the game in and of itself was not particularly entertaining, but think about everything that's been accomplished. Like, to me, it wasn't necessarily the Lakers winning the championship last night. Like, that was a championship of everything that the bubble accomplished. Like, the NBA set out on a mission to play, you know, over 170 games, to have a full postseason. The basketball was insanely compelling for most of the time. And not only did you crown a champion, and not one player or team get sick, get coronavirus, anything. Like, they kept those players safe. They proved that the bubble format works. It was a celebration of the fact that the NBA came out and made a difference. Like, they played for a reason, and it was understood from the very beginning that this is more than about basketball. And it's very fitting that LeBron James, who's been the spokesperson for the league for a long time, who's really made it known just the impact that he has on the lives around him and the people that are around him, they made a statement, man. And even though it wasn't a compelling game six, I think the fact that they lasted as long as they did, the fact that the tournament was special, that it had meaning to it, was terrific. And salute to the Lakers, salute to the league. And if it, anything, it proves anything that if you follow the science, man, sometimes good things can happen.
I can't wait till we eventually get this NBA team to Kansas City. Call them the Monarchs.
That's right.
Call them the Monarchs, and Benny and Hartz will be sitting courtside every single game. Because by then, Benny, we'll be ballers. Shot callers, even.
What do you mean by then? Like, this has been in the plans for a long time.
Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. My friend, where can people find you?
They can go to Twitter at Benny Heist. They can also go to Sports Illustrated, SI.com/fantasy or SI.com/gambling. And then also hit me up on Instagram as well at Benny Heist.
I mean, I know you've made it, Benny, but I'm not going to tell people that, you know, even as we speak, you're currently, you know, driving your dad around as he comes and visits. So, I mean, again, you are a star. Don't get me wrong, but you still have to also know your place. I respect that you know that.
Listen, at some point, he's going to remind me, too. He's going to remind me where my place is. So you can't forget that.
All right, Benny. We'll chat later, brother.
All right, bud.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty! What's going on, girl? Happy Monday. Thanks, of course, and as always, to Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heis. What's our move today? What we got going on?
You got to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Try and get swole, girl.
You're gonna mask up at the gym.
Yup. I'm wearing two. When I lift, I wear two.
Double mask.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You gotta persevere. It's an added layer of adversity is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I will conquer it. Run it back! What about you? You gonna be lifting some mental iron? See, so I did it. School?
Yeah, oh, God.
You got school? Yeah.
Yeah, I have one class today. I actually don't have any classes tomorrow. That's nice.
What's going on? What's the occasion?
I don't know. Some sort of like in service thing where all the teachers I don't know. They gotta do stuff.
Oh, nice. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with all this free time? You gotta go find yourself?
I'm going to find myself sitting in a pile of homework so I don't got to do it again next Sunday.
A happy Indigenous Peoples Day to you, Kitty, and the KC Morning Hoes. National Coming Out Day was yesterday, wasn't it?
It was.
I saw your post. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Got a boyfriend, but still into chicks.
Yes.
My chick bad.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, now you know.
Well, and congrats also to folks who haven't yet come out, who eventually will.
Oh, for sure.
Congrats to them as well. Congrats to everybody celebrating yesterday and today. And just let's have a great week, Kansas City.
Yeah.
I know it's one of those seasons where it feels like we're useless and completely inconsequential. The world's on fire and everything's just caving in. But I promise you, it's still a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Christopher Columbus.
There she is. My name is Hartzell Kitty. Back again in your feeds tomorrow. Full show on Wednesday. How's that sound?
Yay.
Let's do it.
The KC Morning Show.
Love you, Kansas City. We'll see you in the morning.
Meow.
Bye.